And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Randy Voller. It is no wonder that thousands of citizens have gathered to express their displeasure and hundreds have been arrested respectfully protesting in the Capitol during this past legislative session. My God, Vlad the Impaler or Dracula would be more merciful to the needs of the citizens of North Carolina than the extreme ideology operating in the General Assembly today. Of course, tinkering with the engine of government, shredding the societal safety net, legislating from the ALEC handbook, and engaging in social engineering projects are a risky proposition even during the best of times, but when our state needs a steady hand on the rudder, there was no need for a hard turn to starboard. From around the state, the chorus is loud and clear on their agenda. Where are the jobs you promised in January 2011, and why are you making our environment less safe, our schools less stellar, our women less free to choose, our communities less robust, our laws less fair, our society less equal, our government less transparent, and our ability to make a difference by voting less likely? That's right. It has been more important to dilute the participation of citizens in their democracy than to invest in North Carolina and burnish its brand and create jobs. So you know what we can do about it? We need to keep supporting Moral Mondays, and as they take the show on the road, gather in your home county and support Moral Mondays in the 13 congressional districts that they'll be gathering in the next few weeks. This is an important movement that shines a light on these ideas and what we need to be doing in our state, and I hope to see you there. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.